We're going over your questions with real dental implant patients. Everything from does it hurt to the financing of dental implants. This is part 3 of 5. Last week,
I was still even nervous about the pain. And if this doesn't work, I'm not gonna have any teeth in my mouth. So what do you think made you the most nervous about surgery? Did you have any fears or concerns?
I did, actually. I think my fear was probably with the anesthesia putting me to sleep. I was like, oh my. I just want to make sure I wake up. That was my fear. So when I went in and they were talking to me, keeping me calm, we're laughing. I was actually trying to fight through the anesthesia. Like, can I really stay awake? It didn't work.
Obviously.
But I woke up. Thank you. But that was my experience. What about you?
So I was pretty nervous. Like you had said before, you didn't sleep the night before. Of course, these days we have social media and things like that, so you can read all kinds of stuff,
right,
and see what happened to other people. So the biggest thing that I had to do was not let other people's experiences from other places play inside my head. You know, the anesthesia was great. You know, I got there, I don't even remember it. So,
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I didn't try to fight it. I don't even remember what was going on. So, did you have any concerns? Any kind of concerns? You know, you had some fears, but did you have concerns of, besides the anesthesia and not waking up, did you have that happen before?
No, I didn't. I guess just from hearing experiences, like you said, just horror stories. So, that's pretty much was my thought process. But me personally, no. I didn't. It was just a fear of what I had heard from other people's experience.
And were you expecting it to be an IV sedation, or were you expecting one of those things where you start counting backwards from 10?
That pretty much is what I expect. I'm glad you asked, but yes. I was like, okay, they're going to put the mask over my face, and I'm going to be out of it.
Say your ABCs backwards?
Exactly.
And then you're gone?
They pretty much talked me through it, and I don't even remember falling out or going to sleep. I was like, they got me.
I tell you. I got there and I laid down in that chair, and the guy was super nice. Came up there, he did this to my arm, and he gave me an IV. And they started talking to me, and my surgeon walked in, and before she got done talking, the next thing I remember is waking up at home.
Yeah.
So, and you saw that video. That was a horrible video. So.
No, I can relate. That was a good video, actually.
I was like, oh, wow. Luckily, none of that's on camera, so.
How did you mentally overcome the fact that all of your natural teeth would be gone after surgery?
Well, since I didn't have too many left in my mouth except up front, I really didn't think about that part, except that if it didn't work, because you read all the stuff.
Right.
You know, which plays into your anxiety and your fears and stuff, and so, but that was one of the reasons why I chose Nuvia, because I felt that comfortable that they were going to do that kind of job, that I didn't have to worry about if this was going to be how I was going to live the rest of my life.
I agree with you. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, mentally, I didn't really think about getting my teeth pulled out like they were going to take all my teeth out. I was so sedated and trying to make sure I was doing all the, you know, the doctor's orders, sitting up, ice pack, and eating soft food. I wasn't thinking about my teeth. All I was thinking is, I got to get through this 24 hours.
That's pretty much about all I remember was after they put the IV in, not much at all. I remember, you know, that little sound whenever they're putting the caps on your implants, the covers. I was thinking, oh, she's pulling my teeth now. I could hear that, even though that's not what was happening, but my brain was telling me that. And then I woke up at home. What all do you remember on the surgery day?
Mine is a funny story because the step, I really don't remember anything. Honestly, I don't. When I got home, I remember later on that night, I guess the anesthesia started to wear off, so my mom called me and she was like, do you know you was up there telling everybody I love you? I was like, really? So when I got there the next day, everyone was laughing. It was like, I love you. I was like,
oh, I love y'all, true. And they was like, that's all they remember about me, you know, just having everyone laugh. And they said I was doing them like this. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the best feeling.
So how did the people at Nuvia, which are kind of like your family now, how did they make you feel leading up to the surgery day and stuff?
I mean, it's just such a fuzzy feeling for everybody to call you by your first name. So we were first name basis, everyone. So I love that type of feeling, and just making me feel at home and at ease. And even when I left, they were calling me, are you okay? Do you need anything? You know, just trying to make sure that I was good. And that made me feel good, because it wasn't just a dentist. They didn't just send me home for me to figure it out. They wanted to make sure that I was in good hands. And that was something that I really appreciated about Nuvia. I love that.
Right. That's important. Especially when you're going through something like this. You got your implants and went home, and you woke up the next day, the anesthesia's worn off. How much pain were you experiencing? If you were feeling any pain at all, was it more or less than you were expecting?
Ricky, I had no pain. No pain.
None at all.
And I'm just to hear myself.
Did they give you pain pills?
No, they did.
You didn't use them?
No, I didn't say that. I took the pain pills, but
just because.
I had no pain. I think my mom was said to make sure that I took it to avoid pain.
To avoid it?
Absolutely. So
which
I was
is
like,
understandable.
I was like, I don't want to feel pain, so I'm going to go ahead and take my medication. But I had no pain. And my husband kept saying, you feel anything? I was like, no, I'm great. So it was very shocking to say I went to the dentist.
Yes.
And I had no pain.
And that's a big question that people have. On forums and stuff, they always talk about how they're afraid of the pain.
Absolutely.
You know, and how it's going to be. And I'll tell you that was one of my biggest fears, too. I went in, and like I said, I went to sleep. And if I was in pain whenever they were doing the stuff, I don't remember. And I'm not going to lie to you, I like it that way. I did come home, and I woke up, and I never took any of the pain pills.
Really?
Really, because I just had a little bit of discomfort.
Right. My husband kept saying, are you in pain? I was like, no, I feel great, which was very shocking. But I had no pain, a little bruising up under my eyes. But hey, I can deal with that to get to back to looking like the picture.
Well, you are married, so you know. You have a husband, so you know how I played this baby.
Oh, my.
Like,
what
dude,
did you do, Ricky?
I was like, I need this. I need that. I feel, you know, even though
oh,
I didn't.
Oh, you were one of those.
No, I was really shocked. I had set up prior to by my bed. I had the ibuprofen and things like that, and water and the Ensure. But the first, you know, the first day that I had the surgery done, I don't remember much. I came home and I pretty much slept the whole time. And I got up early, and I was shocked because you see people look like they were in a fight with Mike Tyson. I did not look like that at all.
Absolutely.
And that was whenever, you know, had a little discomfort, but I was really shocked on that, how their processes led to it being just a little discomfort. I had no bruising, you know, and I've actually had many surgeries before being born a preemie in 1970. I spent the first 5 years of my life pretty much in the hospital, and it wasn't fun at all. So, and you know, you had heard the story of me with the pliers and the, so pain, I was thinking this is going to be so painful. And my experience was totally different. So on your smile reveal, how were you feeling about that? Were you thinking, is this going to be worth it whenever I get there and whenever I get to turn that little mirror around with the big emblem on it, the Nuvia symbol, and look at yourself for the first time? Or were you excited about that?
I was. I had so much anxiety and just couldn't sleep. I tossed and turned. And all I could think was, I'm going to get my smile back. And it's going to be the greatest feeling ever. and just no more toothaches. That was another thing that I was thinking of. From there, I knew I was in good hands. So I was just waiting to see the outcome. Could Nubia really deliver like they showed me on the picture?
Coming
what
up.
What am I supposed to do with it? Get this out of there.
It was the best feeling ever.
I was afraid I was going to break them.
Once I found out it wasn't covered by my insurance, that was a little shocking.
Stay tuned for episode 4, where Ricky and Sharana talk about seeing their smile for the very first time.